You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets, because it's your pet. Health matters. Please welcome your Pet Doctor host, veterinary media consultant and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
You know the look. The backyard that's a depressing combination of dead grass, punctuated with moonscape craters, and all the welcoming appeal of a dusty interstate rest stop. Now, the homeowner isn't cursed with a brown thumb, only pets. But having a dog or cat doesn't mean you'll never have color, fragrance, and live plants in your outdoor living spaces. My guest today, Ms. Jewel Ellert, is a green thumb specialist from the home improvement company, Lowe's. She'll give us a paw up on how to have a yard that's pet friendly and pet safe. We'll be right back.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
It's time for school for you and your friends, your furry best friends. Train your dog the fun and easy way with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Teacher's Pet host Pia Silvani teaches you step by step how to train your dog the fun and easy way. You get 8 30-minute live audio training sessions, complete transcripts of each session, plus a basic training manual to get you and your dog off to a great start. Training begins the moment you bring your dog home. Teacher's Pet Sessions offers positive reinforcement training to shape your dog's behavior and encourages upbeat, enthusiastic responses to ensure that your dog will enjoy learning. Teacher's Pet Sessions dog training is fun at both ends of the leash. So listen, learn, and laugh with your dog with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Get your copy of Teacher's Pet Sessions Volume 1 today. To order, go to teacherspetsessions.com.
Hi, this is Pia Silvani, your host. Bring your dog, tug toy, and treats, and get ready to have some fun.
teacherspetsessions.com.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Ms. Ellert, thank you for being with us. This is a problem that all of us really struggle with. We want that great looking yard, and oh yes, then there's the pets.
Yes, I totally agree. We get a lot of comments and feedback on that with our Creative Ideas magazine. People want a lot of suggestions just how to do that and make their yard look great.
Now, I understand you know what you're talking about because you have a pet yourself.
I do. I have a dog named Bailey, and she's very, very sweet. We rescued her, and I think that's the best kind sometimes.
I agree. Wondrous animals when you rescue them. They always seem to know that, thank you for coming along. I was sitting here in this cage for way too long. Now, some questions for you. Before you either purchase a pet or you're going to rescue a pet, what are some things that you should do in the house and in the yard to make sure that it's safe for these pets?
That's a very important question. If this is your first dog or cat, you have to be really vigilant about the inside and outside of your home. We all know these creatures are very curious, and the old cliche about curiosity in the cat is well-founded from what we've discovered. Pets will sniff, dig, scratch, and chew. So So you want to be sure there are no toxic plants, no pesticides or fertilizers or other harmful things in your landscaping that could put your pet at risk. And once you have the pet, you'll notice that they'll establish a routine pretty quickly. So watch them like a hawk, where they run, play, dig, roll, scratch, even where they lie in the sun, are all clues for how to begin a petscaping project outdoors. With that information in mind, you can design around them and their habits rather than trying to curtail their behavior, which is often more difficult.
That's a great idea, because so many times, you know, in your mind's eye, you want to have your yard laid out in such a pattern, and this one place where you want to have these beautiful flowering plants, that's the spot where all of a sudden your kitty says, that is my cat box. And no matter what you do, she's like, nope, the cat's not going to change its mind.
Exactly.
I'm always amazed where people will go through all of this trouble, and they need to do it, to baby-proof a house, but they don't oftentimes think about pet-proofing their house. And you're right, Jewel. There's things that they get into that you would never suspect, where you hide, for instance, if you're going to have, and a lot of people, and it's not saying they're not clean, will have little rodent problems. So they'll put out rat traps, or they'll do whatever, and it's well hidden. It's behind the shed, and it's under this, and it's behind that. And then all of a sudden they find, oh my goodness, their pet got into it.
Exactly. And plants, we all know that some plants like poinsettias, I think there's common knowledge that they're toxic and dangerous to animals, but you wouldn't believe the extensive list we found on ASPCA.com. There are a lot of houseplants and outdoor plants that are toxic to dogs and cats. So anybody really should check that out before starting a project at all.
A couple of years ago, I had a film crew come over to the house that I was living at the time, and we were just going to do a little backyard segment and talking about toxic plants. And we're going through, and it's like, oh, that one's toxic. Oh, that one's toxic. And I felt terrible because here I was, the veterinarian, and I had this backyard filled with plants that thankfully I had cats that were past the munching stage. But sure, there are all sorts of things. A client came in the other day with a kitty with a very upset stomach. The only thing new in the house after asking all sorts of things was a plant that we have lots of here in Southern California because they're very drought resistant. Calantia, I believe is how you pronounce it. And I said, oh, that's not toxic. And then looked it up on the internet going, ooh, it's not toxic to kill them, but it's toxic enough to cause an upset stomach. So, yes, people do need to be very careful. Now, if they had a question on plants, can they go to the Lowe's Associates and ask them also?
Sure, they certainly can.
Good. So it's a great idea. Whenever you're going to buy a plant and you have animals at home, bring in the house or outside, ask a professional. Many times they'll know. If not, they can look it up. Okay, so you have this area and you... maybe it's been established for a long time and the pet keeps running through certain areas. How about fencing? How about keeping them out of those areas? Are there better fences to use?
Well, the two most popular types, as you probably know, are the standard fence or the in-ground fencing. And there's, I think it's personal preference a lot of times, but there's also situations with your pet that you should consider. I think both are very effective containment options. Standard fencing has the benefit of keeping other animals out of the yard, which comes in handy sometimes, while the in-ground fencing provides an open sight line, which some people prefer because it's less obtrusive. So it really depends on your pet's situation. If he spends a lot of time outdoors, standard fencing might be the best option, or you know, if you have multiple dogs, a lot of times that's a better route because they tend to follow one another. On the other hand, if your pet spends limited time outdoors, the in-ground fencing is really a good alternative.
So, Julie, you mean the in-ground fencing like the invisible electric fences?
Exactly. And another thing that that comes in handy for is people are involved in homeowners associations, and they may have certain rules that fencing is not allowed.
That's one thing I found it interesting. Years ago, as I started doing more traveling and, you know, flying into certain areas, especially back east, all of a sudden I'm looking down into these neighborhoods going, what looks different here? There's just something wrong. And then I realized, oh, they don't have fences. And it's like, well, okay, when you're mowing your lawn, how do you know where to stop? But also, how do these pets know where to stop and not go into their neighbor's yard? And invisible fencing, though it sounds crazy, really works.
Yes, it really does.
So it gives them actually just a mild electrical shock sometimes and just a noise. Is that correct?
Correct.
See, here in Southern California, we all have our fences. So, yes, good fences make good neighbors, or maybe just we're too close to each other, and that's why we need them.
I'm a bad neighbor right now because we don't have one.
And hopefully your dog stays in the backyard like it's supposed to.
Yes, she's very good.
Good. Well, okay, you have your fence, but then also you're trying to get a pathway. And dogs can be so hard, you know, dogs much more than kitties, as they just seem to tear up a lot of pathways, a lot of grass. How do you keep them, okay, I want you to stay in this path. What are some of the good pathways for dogs?
Yeah, this one's close to my heart because my husband is obsessed with our lawn. And our dog, Bailey, has a trail from the back of the house to the front of the house that just absolutely drives him crazy. There's a really clever solution that we came up with involving hardscaping. We featured this in our May-June issue of Lowe's Creative Ideas and worked with a homeowner. And we designed this gorgeous pebble and flagstone path and flanked each side of it with mulch. And not only did it take away that unsightly worn down grass, but it was absolutely beautiful. It added a stylish element to the house, and a lot of times people overlook they spend a lot of time in the front of their house and a lot of time in the backyard, but the sides tend to get overlooked. But this just absolutely made it aesthetically pleasing. And the dog has been trained. She walks right on the path and or in the mulch, and she's fine.
Now, I don't think that's fair. Here you work for Lowe's, and your dog has the same problem. You should have done it in your backyard. That would have been a lot better.
I totally agree. Yes.
Then your husband would have been much happier, yes. Okay, Bailey, you can stay here on this area. Yes, trying to keep him in those areas is tough. What are some other things that you can do to keep a dog or a cat? Sometimes cats will get into things where you don't want them to get.
Another idea for the worn down areas of the perimeter trail that your dog might be patrolling his territory, you can plant bushes or ornamental grasses near the fence, and that helps as well so they stay inside and nobody gets out.
Good idea. And I know some dogs at fences almost become very territorial and fence aggressive because they can hear something, they can't see something. So what I know a lot of veterinary behaviorists will recommend is actually putting portholes so you can get, and I'm not sure where you find this, you can probably find it in Lowe's since you can find everything there, but they're like plexiglass portholes that people will cut out areas, put this in, so now the dog can sit there and look going, oh, that's what that noise is. Okay, it's not a big deal. I can go back to sleep now.
Yes. Visual, if they can see what they're hearing, they're better off.
One of the concerns, because I live in Southern California where there are a lot of coyotes, and coyotes can jump amazingly high. So I think no matter what type of fencing people put up, they need to be aware that if a wild animal in particular really wants to get into your backyard, a fence is not going to keep that animal out. So if you have small dogs and cats in particular, and you live into an area that backs up into a wildish area, or you just know that there are coyotes and bobcats and other things that may be patrolling your neighborhood, keep those animals in, especially at night, early in the morning or at dusk when these animals are hunting. People get so upset when, and understandably and deservedly so, when their animals are attacked and oftentimes killed by these wild animals. But we have to remember that we moved into their territory, they're hungry, and that pet looks like it's dinner. Speaking of dinner, for our pets, oftentimes they want to have a little lap of water, and I love water features in a backyard. I have two water features in mine. I love the sound of it. But oftentimes people will allow them to get kind of grungy, and there's algae growing it, and then mosquitoes. We need to be careful with that. Are there ways to have fountains or water treatments in a backyard?
There are, and you're right. Water gardening continues to trend upwards and is very popular. And they are safe as long as you monitor the chemicals used. Chlorine and other water treatment chemicals, as well as pesticides, can be harmful. So you really have to watch that. You know, the payoff is if you're willing to share fountains and ponds with your pets, they'll absolutely love you for it. One thing to note, though, ponds and a dirt path equal muddy paws on your floor. And I know here in the red clay country of North Carolina, that's not fun for anyone. As a side note, we just talked about this morning. We are going to do a feature in the May-June issue of Creative Ideas for a little doggy shower outside. So that's always a question as well.
Especially if you can have warm water to that shower. That would be very nice.
Exactly. A tankless water heater, but they're that's about $500.
But your dog is worth it.
Your dog is absolutely worth it.
Yes, I had a black lab, and if I tried to give him a bath outside, oh, you just think I was killing him. It was so cold. But if we ever went hiking in the Sierras and there was just this freezy stream, he didn't care. He'd just launch himself right into it. It's like, excuse me, you're the dog that has to have warm water for your bath. So I think it's all relative for these pups for sure. When you have these water treatments, and yes, you're talking about mud, that also makes me think of those other dry areas that you'll have in lawns. And this seems to be such a big problem. There's so many different products out of the market to put into a dog's diet, to put on the lawn, to keep it from going brown. And I can imagine your husband with Bailey, since he seems to be a lawn lover, would probably drive him crazy. I've never found anything that really seems to help. Are there certain types of grasses, or what can you do to keep that grass from getting the brown spots?
That is a huge issue. Some grasses are actually more urine resistant than others. Fescue and perennial ryegrass are two of those types, and Kentucky bluegrass and Bermuda grass are a little bit less resistant, but there's solutions if you have those as well. One thing you can do is designate a potty area, cover it with pea gravel or mulch, and then train your dog to use it. And also, you can, water itself is very effective in diluting the nitrogen, which causes the discoloration. So you can just put the water on right after the dog goes to the bathroom.
So you just have to be out there fairly often to do this, but that sounds like it's a great way of doing it. With the pea gravel, I know a lot of people here in Southern California will use it, and especially during the summer when it gets hot, and I'm sure for you too, you can get a little bit toasty on those paws, and dogs will go, I think the grass over there is a lot cooler. So you have to see what size pea gravel dogs will want to walk on. I've seen some dogs where they'll get the bigger pieces of gravel, even though it's smooth, but ooh, that's hard on my paws. I don't like that. So probably not a bad idea bringing home different samples and say, okay, which do you like? Because we're making this for the dog.
That's a great point.
Any ideas for kitties, keeping kitties out of planters and other areas where sometimes it's not even your own cat, but it's a neighborhood cat that says, oh, you have such a nice flower bed. I'm going to use that as my potty box.
That's a tough one. I'm not sure about that.
I know it is hard keeping them out of areas because it's so nice and it's easy to kind of just claw into. Some people actually put potpourri out there, so it looks a little bit strange. It smells nice, but you can buy these large bags of potpourri sometimes at craft stores, and you can sprinkle that around. I've never found any particular plants that really seem to keep kitties out of areas. Sometimes black pepper, putting it in areas, that may keep a kitty from doing it. But speaking of cats, I'm not sure if you're aware, I can always tell when one of my female clients is pregnant or think becoming pregnant, because she'll bring the kitty in right away and want to have a particular blood test done, checking for an organism known as toxoplasmosis, where toxoplasmosis is a single cell organism. It's shed in the stool, and women are just so afraid that their cat may have it, because if they do have it and they're exposed to it, their unborn fetus is exposed to it, you can have some very serious damage to that fetus. So that's why they try and get dads to clean the cat box. But finding that the poop really needs to sit around for 24 hours before it becomes infected. And the main way that these women get exposed, is from working out in the garden and not wearing gloves. So it's a great way to keep your manicure good and keep yourself from being exposed to anything, pregnant or not.
That's a great idea. And we have many varieties these days at Lowe's.
The grungy gloves that I remember my mom used to wear. So at least you're looking kind of stylish when you're out there in the yard. And speaking of digging, I know a lot of people have these moon-sized craters in the backyard because their dog is out there digging, and they've tried one thing and they've tried the other. Do you have any great suggestions to keep dogs from digging in the yard?
Yes, we do. We all love the digger, don't we? We see that cute little nose covered with dirt, and we know where he's been. Some dogs dig to create a cool spot to lay. So if that's the case with your pet, you can try making a sand pit in a shaded area, or obviously consider a doghouse if you don't already have one. And sometimes the digger's just going to dig. And I'm sure you know more about the habits of why they dig. But for those who are bound and determined to dig, you know, it's best sometimes just to designate a specific area of the yard and teach them that this is his place to dig. Anywhere else in the yard is off limits. You could even bury treats in that area to entice them. And
that's a good idea.
Yeah, and we've seen success with that from a lot of our readers.
Well, one of the things, instead of burying treats, that I found will sometimes work, depending on the pet, is instead of treats, save some dog poop and stick that in the hole and then cover it up lightly. So now the dog goes digging going, ooh, dog poop. Thank you very much. I know it's mine, but thank you. No, thank you. Though it sounds cruel, and this is more for the sound, and you can protect your pet, you can get mouse traps. The small ones, not the big, huge things, but the ones with a little flapper that comes down. And you can put that in the hole. Now put several layers of newspaper on top of that. And then you can lightly put some dirt on top of the newspaper. Then when the pet goes in to go ahead and scratch, what they have is this sound that goes off and the dirt goes flying as these mouse traps will spring. And that just scares the heck out of them. And oftentimes they go, you know, I think I'll go elsewhere. Or you can also get balloons and just blow up some balloons, put that into the hole, and then cover it up the same way. And then oftentimes as they're digging, they'll break it with their nails and then it pops and it scares them too. So things might or might not help. I like your idea of having an area that's just going to be a sandy, cool spot. A girlfriend of mine who has two large dogs actually got a child's wading pool, and she filled that with sand. So now the dogs can go in there and just dig to their heart's content whenever they want to.
Those wading pools come in handy. We've used those too, just filled with water, because we've had a half lab before as well, and yeah, labs love water, and that's just great.
Good idea. What I'm going to recommend is that we take a short little break right now. We've been talking with Jewel Eller. She is from the Lowe's Companies, giving us some great ideas of how to make our yard dog safe and dog friendly. Well, how about those kitties? We'll be right back after this short break, and Jewel will tell us about some kitty hints. Stay tuned.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Give your dog some thought with Dog Thoughts. It's the iPhone application that everyone's talking about.
Hey, what do you think of this? A man in Davis, California says he's invented an application for the iPhone that claims it can read your dog's mind. Huh? No, it's true. I read about it on my cat's Twitter page. That's fine.
Jay Leno talked about it, CBS reported on it, and now you can see what all the buzz is about. Created just for dog lovers, Dog Thoughts makes taking photos of your furry best friend more fun. Shake your dog and read his mind. On your iPhone, of course. Take a pic of your pup, shake your phone, and watch as his thoughts appear on the screen. Does he have a bone to pick with you, or is he having a tail-wagging day? Get your Dog Thoughts iPhone app today. Just 99 cents. Go to PetLifeRadioPromotions.com. That's PetLifeRadioPromotions.com.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pet Life Radio proudly presents DSPN, the Dog Sports and Performance Network. Get ready to unleash the dog sports enthusiast in all of us. From speed drawing and mushing to racing, agility, and competition. This is the place to learn all about the dog sports and activities that you can do with your furry best friend and canine competitor. So get ready for game time. DSPN with your host, Lori Williams. Every week, on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in and we'll see you now.
Jill, thanks for being with us today. You have some wonderful ideas of what we can do to make our yards a safe place because we like going out there with our pets.
Well, you're very welcome. This is really enjoyable for us, and we're glad that we can let your listeners know more about those creative ideas and some ideas we have out there and projects, and hopefully they'll find some helpful tips.
Wonderful. Okay, so we've been talking lots about dogs, but cats. Most people these days really are keeping their kitties indoors, which really is much, much safer for cats. We know they live longer, they're less likely to have altercations with cars, other cats, dogs, wild animals, less diseases that they're exposed to, so all in all better. But I know my own cats, I love to let them outside when I'm with them so I can watch them. But I get concerned of what they're going to nibble on because they always want to nibble on something. What are some safe things we can put out there for the kitties?
Well, catnip, of course, can be planted, and they love to nibble on that. And they actually enjoy a lot of the fragrances and many of the herbs we love. Rosemary and thyme are two great examples.
Hmm. So those would be good that you can have out there in your own little herb garden, and the kitties can enjoy it at the same time. I know people many times are concerned when I have a cat in the office and I'm trying to get them to maybe lose a little weight and say, well, use some catnip. You know, it's just kind of, as I laughingly say, it's like their little kitty marijuana. It makes them, woohoo, really happy and they want to run around. And not all cats are going to be susceptible to it. And typically cats are older than about 6 months of age before they become responsive, before they can learn how to inhale. So for those little kitties, putting out catnip, it's not toxic, as you're saying, and it's also not addictive. It is just something that stimulates your little brain for a short amount of time. It's totally harmless, and if your kitty likes it, it is just hysterically fun to watch them.
And another good thing about plants like that is you can put them in containers or planters, and they're beautiful, so it actually adds to the overall aesthetic of your backyard.
I was noting you had, I asked you a couple of questions, and you said there was a cat seat project. What is a cat seat project?
This is really interesting. Like you were just talking about how a lot of people really don't prefer to leave their cats out in nature. We created a project, and you can find this also on our website, where we, right in front of the window, well, right below the window, we took basically it's just a piece of board covered with carpet, and attached it to the wall with shelf brackets. And the cats, we put it in a homeowner's home, and her cat just absolutely loves to sit right there and look out the window and enjoy all the sights and sounds that she can't really enjoy if she's outside.
And some reality TV, and I have this, and my cats will love it. And if you've ever heard a cat make that funny little chatter noise, it's putting out bird feeders. So I love watching the birds, but the main reason I have it is for the cat, so they can sit there when I'm not letting them outside and go, oh, I can almost taste those little feathers, but I can't get to it. And you do need to be careful if you do let your cats outside that they're not able to use this as a diner, so you have to protect your birds too.
That's a great idea. We have there's a lot of different varieties of bird feeders as well that actually add to the aesthetic of your backyard.
Well, with all of this that we're having in the backyard, sometimes you need to have electrical out there. Any suggestions on ways that you can safeguard your pets from having exposure to electrical wiring or some of the other things that could be injurious to a pet outside?
Well, we do have the plastic receptacle covers that are for outdoors. And other than that, you know, Halloween is coming up and Christmas, and I know people are going to be putting lights out. Again, my husband is just insanely already decorating Halloween. But, you know, I would probably honestly just keep the cats indoors during that time.
Very good idea. They dangle down the things that move your husband's into those, you know, moving goblins and ghosts or Santa Clauses or reindeers, whatever. You know, it seems like everything now has movement, and that's so much fun. But, yeah, cats and dogs can get tangled up into it or even get scared and scoot off because there's this thing in the yard that's making strange noises and moving. They don't like things that are new and different.
Right. We do have the LED lights that are popular now that are cool to the touch. But as far as chewing and things like that would make me a little bit nervous.
You mentioned a little bit at the top of this half hour about chemicals in the backyard or in the house that can be injurious. One of the things, and I'm not sure if you have the answer to this, Jewel, where coco mulch, some veterinarians, some sites have said, oh, it could be injurious because we know coco has theobromine and that can be a problem. Offhand, any feel for whether or not things like a coco mulch can be injurious to pets?
We've heard that as well. We've stayed away from that in our magazine and any projects that we do, just because I think the jury is still out. And we just want to be on the safe side. But Lowe's is a full line of organic pesticides and fertilizers and anything for your yard that are safe.
Speaking of pesticides, this morning what was cool, I was outside, and I really do not like snails. But I also don't want to put out anything that's toxic because I don't want to kill them, and I also have to be careful with my cats. So I go through and I pick up the little snails and I throw them over the fence into a commons area, so not into my neighbor's backyard. Are there safe things that you can use? Because I know metaldehyde, which was a standard type of snail bait, there is no antidote. And animals too frequently will come in having had exposure to it, and it is just devastating.
Honestly, what I would do for your particular area and situation is go into Lowe's and ask one of our lawn and garden specialists. Because they are regionally trained, and they would have the best answer for that.
That's a marvelous idea. So since you are nationwide, every backyard is going to be a little bit different of what you're exposed to and what your issues are. So perfect idea. I love that, Jewel. Any other kind of last thoughts of safety concerns that we should have for our yard, for our pets, making it so they can enjoy it and we can enjoy them back there?
Yes. You know, the most important thing of all is making sure they're safe. One thing that people tend to forget about a lot of times in the summer is having a water source, which is vitally important. Also a shady place to rest, especially for dogs.
And sun moves. Oftentimes people don't remember, oh yes, it was shady there in the morning, and now in the afternoon, that pet's in the sun.
That's a really good point. You also want to steer clear of plants that are thorny or harmful if ingested, and we talked about that a little bit earlier. And read the packaging of all your lawn care products just to make sure they're not harmful to pets.
Great idea. Too many times people say, oh, I didn't know. You know, I just didn't even read the label because they don't even think. They just pick it up. They put it down. There are some products, you know, a little bit aside, but talking about insecticides where there are certain flea and tick products that are very safe for dogs, but not safe for cats. And some of them are so potent that even if a dog is wearing it, but there's a cat in the house and sometimes a cat will sleep where the dog slept or the kitty and dog will sleep together, it can rub off on the cat and cause problems. So yes, always read the label. Even if you've been using it for years, read the label.
And one brand that we carry, Scott's, actually has a really distinct kid and pet friendly icon in the front of the bag, so it's very easy to find. I know everybody's in a hurry these days walking through the lawn and garden area, so it kind of jumps out at you.
You've been giving some wonderful ideas of like the pathway that you designed for the person with the dog that was making the unsightly path in the backyard. Where do you get these great ideas? Do people ever call you, write you, and say, oh, I did this?
They do, and in fact, we would love to hear from all your listeners. They have projects that they might want to show off on our LowesCreativeIdeas.com website. They can just go to the community section. We love that kind of information. It keeps us in touch with our customer and our readers, and we would love to hear from them.
And if they had a cute picture of their dog or cat in there, I'm sure that would just be a winning entry for you, too.
Exactly. And we actually just put the magazine in our stores at retail. on the magazine rack so they can show off all their friends as well.
Ah, very good. Well, Jill Eller, you have just given us some wonderful ideas. So if people want to access you online, where should they go?
All they need to do is go to lowscreativeideas.com. And if they want to get specific information about some of the pet projects that we've talked about, they can go to lowscreativeideas.com/pet.
I love it. Well, Jill Eller of Lowe's Home Improvement Stores, thank you so much for being with us today. Some great ideas. So to keep your pet safe in your backyard and to have a nice-looking backyard, best thing to do is think ahead, plan ahead, try and incorporate your wonderful landscaping ideas by following what they're doing first. So have your yard and lawn kind of be in tune with your pet versus the other way around. It's a lot easier for you. And if you have questions, go to Lowe's and ask the experts there. Well, this is Dr. Bernadine Cruz. You've been listening to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio. Thank you very much for listening to us this week. Please tune in again next week when Mark Winter, our producer, will put together another great show for you. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.